Hey, Owen, here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. Another special episode of We Talk Music that is live and in your ear. And I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast. And I am joined today by a couple members of Tooth Grinder. I got Wills and Johnuel. Say hello, guys.
What's happening?
That's Wills.
What's happening?
Johnuel.
All right. Well, that's a good clean, you know, what's happening.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the tour first. So you guys are joining Lacuna Coil and All That Remains on the Disease of the Anima tour. How is that going so far?
It's wonderful. This is actually our second tour with All That Remains, and it's double the fun now. Lacuna Coil, we made friends very quickly, and they're an incredible band. Bad Omens, super good. Uncured, another amazing band from Jersey, too. So it's just all day, every day. It's just been great.
So then when you guys are going out, and let's not get run over by a car, but when you guys are going out, like, how important is it that you have a lot of fun with the people that you're on tour with?
I think that's priority number one. I think that's everyone on the tour's priority to, you know, be friendly with everyone because you see it, the same faces every day consistently, and make everything smooth from sound checks to changeovers to just kind of getting to know everyone. I mean, Lacuna Coil being an Italian band, kind of getting to understand where they're from and, you know, their history and all that. I think it's a pretty crucial element when it comes to being on tour.
Now, when you guys are out on tour with bands like All That Remains and Lacuna Coil, is there a moment where you're ever like so asking for advice and like that kind of thing, or do you just feel like you have to figure it out yourself because it's such a different time now?
You know, I think because you build such a quick friendship that it just happens. You know, you don't have to ask for it. It's more like they want to help. You know, that they've gone through a lot of things that we haven't yet. And it comes up randomly. It could be in a conversation and you could be talking about something and be like, oh yeah, by the way, like this happened once, and you're just like writing down in your notebook, like, okay, yeah, keep going. You know what I mean? So you almost don't even have to ask. It just comes up in friendly conversation, and like kind of what Johnny was saying, like it's such a team effort on the road that like you could either be like helpless and not help anyone, or everyone can just be together, you know, and it just makes it life easier because you're all doing the same thing. You know, so it definitely helps.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we're a band that's never been to Europe either, so kind of just hearing what they have to say about when it comes to traveling and mm-hmm. what makes everything efficient when it comes to totally. Bringing your own equipment and everything like that. And I think we've got a lot of abundant advice from a lot of...
They did the trial and error before we had to.
Yeah.
And we still are going to have to because we're a different band, different people, yada, yada, yada. But it's really nice to have those heads up to be like, you should probably do this and just skip this other BS, you know? So it's like, all right, cool, this is great.
So I do want to talk about the new album, I Am, coming out October 11th. I Am, the song, is awesome.
Cool.
So I'm loving it, and I know that I've been reading some of the fan responses online, and, you know, it's interesting because they're talking about kind of the new vibe of the music. So maybe talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. I think as a band, we always just grow every single record. We don't try and do what we already did, and we don't even think about that. We just write songs, and whatever we're inspired by at the time is perfectly fine, you know? And I think Justin had a lot of things to say, and I think he did a beautifully, beautiful job putting it to the music. And yeah, I'm excited at people's responses, you know? It seems that it's definitely helping a lot of people, you know, and it helps ourselves to get it off of our chest, and I know for him as well. I'm happy with the way it's going.
Yeah, I feel like it's creating this whole new support system that we've never really gotten to touch base on before, and I think a lot of some of our favorite bands have like such a close-knit, tight-knit support system, so we want to kind of give that message across with this new record and our music in general to, you know, let people know whatever they're going through, that, you know, the music's okay. There for them, and that even if they reach out to us personally, like, it's something that we're willing to talk about, and, you know, we're all here to help each other with anything.
Yeah, it's that judgment-free zone where you're supposed to feel comfortable at all times, because we get up on stage and people accept us playing loud-ass music, so it's like, thank you for accepting us, we want to accept you back, and we want to let you know that, like, there's a place for you. Like, don't feel like you're alone ever, because we have, luckily, the band, we have each other, you
sure,
know? So
sure,
like,
yeah.
We have each other to talk to about things, you know? We are like a very close-knit family, and we want people to feel the same way, you know? And it's cool. I really enjoy it, you know?
Well, yeah, I like the way that you refer to it as a support system, because I think as a fan myself, like, it's really important to see that a band is trying and that a band is kind of willing to be there for their yeah. for their fans.
Totally.
And I've seen a lot of it, you know, more so now, but I think that, you know, I think maybe speak to that just a little bit and how important it is to kind of be there for your fans.
Yeah, and you know, much respect to Justin for being honest and being up front and
yeah, absolutely.
And you know what I mean? That takes a lot
easy
of guts.
At all.
You know, and to be public about things in life, you know, that some people are not comfortable talking about, you know. And it's just it lets people know that there should be respect given, and it flows both ways, you know. And it's nice, and we've had people come up to us at just these past couple shows on this tour, and it just makes me so happy that there's someone there to talk to. And it's, I know, being a fan of music, it would be pretty cool growing up and being able to talk to one of my favorite drummers or favorite vocalist or my favorite guitar player about maybe something that was bothering me. Maybe mm-hmm. I was getting picked on because I had long hair, but this guy also has long hair, and it's like, how did you get through that? You know, I was tortured when I was little because I had long hair. I'd be like, girl, this and that, yada, yada, yada. And it was like, I didn't really have, besides my dad had long hair, and he'd be like, dude, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just like, to have someone to talk to let them know, like, I've been through that. It's okay. Like, you were going to come out on top, I promise you. Like, just be you, because it's okay to be you, you know? And I think Justin's has a very clear message, and I think we do as well, you know?
I just think Tooth Grinder in general encompasses having no borders when it comes to the music we create, the styles that we're influenced by, and when we're creating music, that there's no stone left unturned, and it doesn't have to fit a certain demographic. And I think the way we think about that musically also translates to what we're trying to do with our connection to people who know us before, who have never heard of us, and kind of with open arms welcome them into the family, you know?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one little anecdote that I have, like, because I used to have long hair, and I walked in, and I was in a men's bathroom using the urinal, and there was a mirror, and I happened to see that a guy walked in, looked over, saw my hair, and actually checked the door to see that it was a men's bathroom.
That happens to me on a daily basis. Like when we're traveling around, going to truck stops and everything, I'm talking almost daily basis, I walk into a men's room and either someone's behind me like, oh, whoa, wrong door, or someone is in there washing their hands being like, whoa, wrong, sorry. You know?
They notice the beard.
Yeah. And like, I've literally had a guy grab, which I don't know why you would ever do this to a woman if she was walking to the wrong restroom, but grab my collar and say, yo, Goldilocks, you're in the wrong room. And it was like, I looked and he had all his friends around. I was like, I'm aware. Thank you very much. You know what I mean? It was like, whoa, dude. Wow. Sorry you don't have the internet. You've never seen a guy with long hair before. Like, buy a Black Sabbath record. Figure it out. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, it's crazy, right? Like, you never forget those moments.
No, it's
as
true.
Small
it's,
as it
it's
is,
right
like,
there.
You never forget those moments. And it's just like, that's what we're talking about. Like, it's all good. Who cares?
You're
you. Whatever. You know, like, we're proud.
And that, yeah, like, we want to be there to let go of anything that you're holding on to. Whether it's,
definitely.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Like, going to shows or listening to music, it's kind of important to let go, because the more you hold on to stuff like that, it's hard to move on, because you're just carrying all this baggage, and, you know, feels like you got rocks in your shoes when you're walking around, like, feeling like you're not being accepted by, whether it be your family or community or, you know.
Yeah, friends. People you don't even know. It's crazy to not be accepted by someone who doesn't even know you.
And
like,
why?
What?
Yeah, and why not? Like, well, and I think it's that automatic when you look at somebody and you just make a judgment, make an opinion.
Absolutely.
And whereas it's just like, why, like, I mean, that's not me, but like, like, why not? Like, why would you just look at somebody and say, hey,
totally,
you're a person.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, are you breathing too?
Yeah,
oh my gosh, no way, me too.
Yeah.
I get stomach aches. Weird.
Common,
I miss my mom all the time. Like, come on, you know?
It's, I mean, we're entering a new decade, and I think what we're kind of learning as people and like in the world in 2019 and 2020 is to not, you know, hold on to these values that are, you know, ignorant and totally just, you know, demeaning and old. Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of moving past that whole mentality and way of life, you know, and that's it. Yeah. You know, it should just be that simple. It shouldn't have to be like explained to the T, you know. It should just be a common thing where like you just gotta respect your brother and your neighbor and your sister and
well, and it's about empathy, right? You know, it's being able to put yourself in that other person's shoes.
Absolutely.
Just for a moment. And I mean, and here's the thing, right? I mean, like so many people would love to. That totally didn't work. Ooh, boy.
Yeah. We really got it, huh?
Yep. Totally did. Good thing that's a concert.
Well, I guess we have to do laundry.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I spilled a bunch of gas on me earlier, too, so I'm just a freaking mess.
Well, there you go.
At least we can laugh it off,
that's right.
I guess. Super duper. Anywho, man, if you guys could see what we look like right now.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's dirt all over the place.
Ridiculous. Super duper. Yeah.
It's that dirty rock star.
Yeah, right. Yeah, as we get mad at that guy.
I know. Completely
erase everything we were just talking about.
We were doing so good up until that moment. But
that is so funny. I'm happy that happened.
Funny.
They're like, you guys sure about that?
That's
and it was so funny. I was literally just going to talk like after you were saying about like karma is like, if you're just nice to someone, I'm going to be nice to them because I want them to be nice to me back.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know. It's that ebb and flow. It's got to flow both ways and just things just don't work. You know? So,
well, because music is a release, right? And and you want to be able to go out and especially as a fan, you want to be able to have fun.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think from your perspective as well, you don't have to use it, but you do have this soapbox. You do have this arena to be able to put your message out there. And I think that, you know, from my perspective, it can be really important for you to want to put out a positive message.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Agreed.
I feel like there's too much shit that we see every day and too much darkness that it's not worth being sucked into that and, you know, being snub and just accepting things the way they are, but rather quite the contrary, where you can actually take that and just work through it, whether it's by yourself. And if one person has that determination, that will to do it, there's going to be people who feel the same way and, you know, will kind of try to trailblaze and light a positive message in, you know, the world that we live in today, I feel like.
Yeah.
And music is that best poster board to, you know, that canvas to,
I agree,
to show yourself.
And I feel like it's, and don't take this the wrong way, it's actually difficult to be nice and kind because everyone's so quick to be rude and so quick to let that negativity come out because it's just easier to yell than to stop, process it, think about how to respectfully talk to someone if there's an uncomfortable situation. And it's like, if people can just slow down a bit and not just react instantly on how they feel at that moment. Like, I had this crazy thing happen the other day. Someone dropped 3 tables on, like, heavy wooden tables on my drums.
Oh my God.
And it literally, it missed my arm and like my head and everything by inches and completely snapped in half one of my drum stands. I'm like, that's metal.
Yeah.
Think of what it would do to my arm, you know?
Man. Yeah.
Instead of freaking out and being pissed that all that stuff was broken and that he dropped it, I was like, look, I'm not hurt, and that's a really awesome thing, and I know that was an accident. You didn't mean to push those tables on me, right?
Yeah.
He's like, no, no. And I was like, okay, so we can figure this out. You know what I mean? Like, and I was calm about it, and we figured it out, and it came to a nice agreement, and we moved on, and it's like, it never happened, you know? And it's like, it was a bummer. It was a total bummer,
sure.
You know? But like I said, like, we're safe. We're good. Nothing happened. We talked about it in a respectful, calm manner, and it got figured out. No problem. Instantly, you know? So it's like, I don't know. More of that needs to go on.
Yeah, yeah.
More of that needs to go on, you know? And
you
it's
know
like,
it.
Understanding.
And I can only speak for myself, unfortunately, you know, but hopefully people can hear that and maybe it'll hit them hard and be like, whoa, I've done that and I freaked out. Maybe I should like reel it back in. You know, it's not worth it, you know, because you're just going to get negativity back. And what is that solving? What is that doing? It's nothing, you know?
Yeah. time, for sure. Well, and if one, two, three people can be like that, four people, five people,
totally.
Then, you know, eventually you're bound to move
like
on.
It becomes like a trend or something, you know? Yeah. So... Hopefully.
Right. Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hoping.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk.
Yeah.
So let's just talk a little bit about Tooth Grinder and the origin of the band then.
Okay.
And just how you kind of came upon the sound that you have now.
Well, you know, we all come from crazy backgrounds of music. Like, I was never really into metal when I was growing up. I was very much like punk, so it was like harder stuff, but I was like, I love Jimi Hendrix and Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and like the classic rock type
sure.
of thing. Like hip hop, since I'm a drummer, I love like hip hop and stuff like that. And everyone in our band is very different, and we allow that, you know, if like Jonuel brings this like crazy, because he's a super talented guitar player, so he'll bring like this insane riff, and then I'll have like a simple drum beat, and we just kind of like meld it together, and it's like, whoa, that sounds like Tooth Grinder. That doesn't sound like anyone else, you know what I mean? And we allow that to happen. We allow there to be no limits, no boundaries. Nothing is ever not heavy enough, or that's too soft, or that's like, oh, that sounds happy. It's like, cool, roll with it, because that is an emotion that someone feels. And that's all like music is an emotion that you just evoked at one point in time, and now you have to repeat it every day, but that's okay, you know? It just stems from an emotion from you, or from you, or whomever, or a group, you know? And it's like, we just allow it to happen, and we don't ex-nay really any ideas. We just let it go and do the thing, you know? And it's
totally.
Like, it's more fun that way, too, because then you start getting crazy songs like Jubilee or,
oh, yeah.
or anything like that, and you're like, it's like, whoa, there's like crazy blast beats, and the next song is acoustic.
Yeah.
What? You know? And it's like, well, I don't know. I like acoustic music.
Sure.
I love crazy metal.
Yeah.
Why not play it in our band? Like, let's do both, you know? Like, whatever. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. Totally. I think, I'm not an original member of this band, but when I remember, you know, first hearing the band when I was living in Boston, and some projects of mine were kind of falling through the woodwork, and I was ready to move into more territories of music where all styles can be accepted, you know? Like, and I feel like a prominent influence when you listen to early Tooth Grinder or the band in general is a band like Between the Buried to me, where
totally.
You can have like a polka part and then go into your, you know, death metal bit or just
yep. into like this amazing solo on Clean, you
yeah.
know? And it's like, just like all accepted.
The idea of progressive doesn't exactly have to be this overwhelming, you know, overcompensated, compositionally arranged thing. It can be something as far out as doing like a folk song on a metal record, or trying to add, you know, some more electronic elements that you'll hear on I Am. Like, we did a lot of different stuff that we knew would, you know, turn some heads and maybe upset some prior fans, but it's a snapshot of where you are creatively and personally. And
yeah, agreed. And like, and that circle you build only gets bigger. And if some people leave, that's quite all right, because maybe it wasn't meant for them and they can hold on to the old stuff. But that circle just gets bigger with the new stuff, because it, I don't know, not that I'm saying it's more acceptable or anything, but it's, you don't have to worry about people like that who are trying to stunt your growth, you know, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, well, that closed-minded
exactly.
attitude, especially, like, it's the same way that we talk about closed-minded people
yeah.
when you look at somebody else, but it's also in how you react to music as
yeah.
well.
Oh, agreed, and it's like, you know, Picasso wasn't painting apples every day. He was like, well, these apples are super sick, but, like, so is this building, and so is this person, and no one was, like, getting on his case being like, dude, you're only really good at painting apples. I wish you used to paint apples. It was so much cooler. You know, he'd be like, dude, get out of here. Like, buzz off, man. And it's like, why would you do that to a different artist? We're just making music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I find it silly when people, like, comment, like, man, your old stuff. You gonna write anything like your old stuff? It's like, well, no, because we already wrote that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna
always
like,
be there because that's
yes,
what...
it's not going anywhere for you. Just
yeah.
listen to it.
Yeah.
If you like it, listen to it. That's why it's
play
there.
The album again.
Yeah, like, dude, keep it on repeat. I don't mind the Spotify
yeah,
plays.
For sure.
You know, like,
yeah, exactly. At this point in time, yeah,
like, come on,
exactly.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird now how the music industry has changed, right? I mean, I remember
it's very,
when
yeah,
I was a kid
yeah.
listening to tapes in my case, and then
yeah.
and
oh,
then, you know, moving to CDs and yeah,
oh,
and
yeah, totally.
And now yeah, everything's on Spotify and that kind
yep,
of thing.
The
so.
Idea of just a record being one song and just taking you through that journey itself, like, I love I feel like when I conceptualize and think about music, I always try to think of that and how to interpret it differently and whatnot. But
yeah,
it's definitely very, you know, single based, where it's like, okay, this week the single's out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seems like the model of albums can almost become obsolete and go away. But I just feel like as creators, I don't think Tooth Grinder would ever.
And it's tough because I don't want to let go of that, but I do want to play the game.
Sure.
You know
sure,
what I mean? Because well, yeah. we're at a level, like, we're not like Tool or anything where we can just make our own rules. We still need to stay the course a little bit and play the ball game while ruffling some feathers. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm an album guy. Like, I listen to entire discographies of
bands.
Because
with, like, headphones on. You
just want to hear it, and I want to hear all of it. I want to know how that album plays from start to finish. And you know, and I hope that truly never does go away. And I don't think it will, because I like the fact that they're making vinyl now and stuff like that on albums.
We have two records at our merch table, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I Am is going to be on vinyl, too.
Yeah. So I think those are the kind of things that are going to...
Yeah. Oh, man, almost, yep. Fucking
stay away from the puddle.
PTSD, yeah, right there. Oh, my God.
That's a puddle traumatic.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a real good one.
But yeah, I think, like, with albums, and I know whenever I talk to bands, like, it's usually the same kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Everybody in bands loves the albums, and so I think for that reason,
they're all artists.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna yeah, stick around.
Totally.
But yeah, I mean, it's
I'm
nice
a big
to.
Album art guy too.
Oh God, yeah,
for sure. Album art.
Oh yeah,
so much.
You know, influences like Baroness and Mastodon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my favorite band of all time, Iron Maiden. Like,
cool.
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
they're
kings of album art.
Yeah.
And just keeping themes alive. And
totally.
And even going between the different artists. I mean, they flipped a few different artists,
absolutely,
but it's still... And having Eddie, I mean, makes such a huge difference. Because it's that immediate reaction. So have you guys thought, like, tried for something like that? I mean, and logos.
Yeah.
Band logos are, of course, really important. So
I Am, it's just... I mean... No pun intended, it's just a very close-up, you know, of an eye, but it's supposed to be Jubilee.
Yeah, which... so our character, the elephant with the horns and everything, we named that Jubilee.
Oh,
okay. That's its name. So we, on the first record, Nocturnal Masquerade, it was kind of younger, it was smaller, the horns were a little smaller, and then Phantom Amour, the horns got bigger, it grew, just like the band, just like us. We're getting older, we're growing, our hair's getting longer, you know what I mean? And so we kind of kept that theme alive with the album art, and, like, that's super nerdy, and people are gonna be like, what are they talking about? You know what I mean? But to us, like we're saying, it's huge, you know?
Yeah.
And
it
so
creates an identity.
It does.
Yeah, it's
so important because you know there's so many bands in the world, and you know you have to be able to try to figure out a way to stand out in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and your music is fantastic, and that's a great way of doing it. But then you know you have, if you can add just that extra level, then it just makes you, you know, that
deeper
much
into
better.
The psych of, you know, listeners and.
That's insane. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one.
But yeah, no, it's, I
feel like we're playing car or like hockey.
Yeah.
Or something. It's a car.
Game on.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, no, I fully agree. I think it's important. I don't think it's gonna go anywhere. And like with the new record, it's super personal. And so that close up of the eye, everyone's eye's very different, and it's very much specific to you and you only. And I think it's a really brilliant representation of how the record is and the message. I think it's really cool.
We basically want it to be a part of our listeners as much as it's a part of us.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just ask you guys a couple more questions, because I know you got to probably go and prep up for the
change
show.
Our
yeah.
But, yeah. No. Don't.
Maybe go buy new clothes.
Yeah, I might have to do that. But
should have brought another pair of pants.
Yeah, I guess so. But you guys have a tour doing the Megadeth cruise.
Yes.
Insane.
So, Johnny, you were telling me earlier you were looking forward to that. So
I can go down a wormhole about, you know, half the bands on this bill, but I mean, all of my high school talent shows consisted of playing Megadeth songs, like P-Cells, Tornado of Souls, even doing like deep cuts, like, I don't know. Very integral into like my music upbringing. And it's also cool because I grew up down the street from the original drummer from Overkill, and they're also going to be on this cruise. But I remember, like, we used to skateboard all the time back in the day, and Lee Kundrat, he goes by Rat Skates, is good friends with Dave Ellison because they toured with Megadeth in the 80s when, you know, they were coming up and everything. And having that, you know, that awesome meeting, like, super brief. And if I was to tell myself, who was probably 13 or 14 at the time, that you'd be sharing the same stage as both of those bands,
I mean, dude,
on a boat,
it's
mental.
Not even that cruise, multiple tours we've been on.
Yeah.
If I've told my 15-year-old self, like, yeah, you're going to be on tour with Killswitch and Between the Buried and
Me.
Yeah,
Trivium.
And it's just like... I would be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to be playing baseball or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, our dads are like, wild. You're going to play center field for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't be bummed, but this is really cool, too.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it kind of goes into, like, input-output, like, you know, like, it's not to talk too much, like, juju stuff, but, like, visualizing that happening.
Yep.
Like, you know, listening to those records and just imagining just, you know, that feeling you get when you feel a part of it, mm-hmm. you know, that's...
And then you become a part of
it.
You
yeah.
It's like all you want is to be a part of it, and now you're peers with the guys, and it's just like, and girls, and you're just like, whoa. Like, how... Not how did this happen, because I know exactly how it happened. Mm-hmm. Hard work.
You worked it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's hard work.
I mean, it's
and
the same reason that I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I've talked to so many of my musical idols as well. And it's great to be able to talk to all you guys, because I love the stories. I love where you came from and stuff like that. But yeah, like, how did I put myself here? I worked at it.
Yeah.
I tried.
I wanted to do it.
It gives people hope when they feel like they're in a place where they can't move any further. You know, where they feel stuck where they are. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not going to be a time where they can do it. Like, there's always time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get it done if you want to. And, like, I've told people that, and sometimes they look at me like I'm crazy, but it's the truth. Like, I'm a normal dude. I just really enjoy playing drums with all my friends.
Yeah.
And we just put in the work and sacrifice, unfortunately,
a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, we sacrifice a big part of our lives to do this, and some people don't realize that also. You know, it's like, we're not just on vacation. We're not just lucky. Like, we put in this work because we want it to happen, and
but yeah,
it's a big part of it for sure.
But yeah, we're super humbled and just excited to be part of the journey that it's going
to
hold for us. Lamb of God is another band. I can finally find myself in the dark web of YouTube covering Lamb of God covers. shit like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, Testament, Alex Skolnick, another huge.
Alex Skolnick is.
He was one of those guys
who
made the metal guys want to not just shred all the time.
Yeah.
You can play blues, you can play jazz, and you can integrate that in metal.
Yeah.
And I think.
And it's okay too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You should.
Totally.
So, what should the fans expect from a Tooth Grinder show, though?
Oh. Chaos, for sure. Yeah, lots of chaos, lots of spontaneity.
Yep, excitement.
Excitement.
Togetherness. Oh my gosh, it's just fun. It's fun to be there. It's fun to be a part of it. That interaction we get back from people is huge, because I know we put it out there big time every single
night. We leave it all there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we come off stage and we're broken.
Oh yeah,
we are broken.
Dude, I am panting, I am sweating, I am tired, hungry, yada yada yada.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change that for the world. Every day I want to feel that way. You know what I mean?
And that's, I think, what Tooth Grinder is. It's all in.
All in all the time.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's a feeling and not so much a name.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's absolutely.
People always tend to ask, like, what is it? And it's a feeling.
It's a
feeling.
Know?
It's nothing.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, here's your chance to promote your new album, promote your shows and stuff like that. Just tell the fans where to find you guys.
You can find us. You can find us on Instagram at toothgrinder_USA. You can find us, you know, Facebook, YouTube, all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon Music.
Yeah, literally anything you could
think of. Anything you can think of, yeah.
Our label, Spine Farm, is amazing. Our management, 5B, is amazing.
Toothgrinder.com.
Yeah, toothgrinder.com.
Yeah, everything at
toothgrinder.com. We stepped into 2019. It's pretty cool.
Right,
it's kind of fun.
So
my mom loves it.
Sticking a toe in the water.
Yeah, giving it a shot. It's nice and warm, so I might jump in.
Yep.
But yeah, literally anywhere. Type it in on Google if you have a problem, and it'll come up somehow. It'll be a funny picture of us playing, probably.
Yeah. There you go. Getting splashed by
a cross.
All right. Well, Johnuel Wills, Tooth Grinder, thank you so much for coming on the show. I wish you all the best in the future, all on the tour, and I look forward to hearing the new album when it comes out, because I love it so far.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
No worries.
Fall down.